You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Jacinda Ardern released the ministerial portfolios for her Labour New Zealand First government. New Zealand First took 13 portfolios, including Ron Mark at Defence and Winston Peters at Foreign Affairs. I spoke with political commentator Rod Oram about who got what, first asking him if there were any big surprises.
I think I'd use the word sensible rather than safe. I mean, it is safe, so that's good, but you could be safe and, you know, not be effective. So this is, I think, a sensible lineup. There's a high range of skills from and experience from people who are very good at being ministers and have proved that in the past, to some people that have not had that role before and we're not quite sure how they'll perform, and to some people who have had minor ministerial roles before who were, to be frank, pretty useless. It will be very interesting to see if they've learned something during the years of opposition and to make them more effective this time around. Anyway, I won't name names at that point. I'll give them a second chance.
And New Zealand First has been allocated 13 portfolios. I mean, is this a lot?
It's quite a lot. There are some key ones. One key one, which is Foreign Affairs. The other ones are have some importance to them. So infrastructure, which is obviously a very big issue for us. Shane Jones, he's also got a regional economic development strategy and a role. And then, of course, Ron Mark in defence, which is important. Of course, there are a vast number of portfolios. I was just been trying to map what the economic policy landscape looks like. And if you set aside at the top of the list, the Prime Minister herself, obviously she takes a keen interest, but to coordinate the whole thing, and you drop some minor roles off the bottom, such as racing, Winston Peters, I count 15 people with 22 portfolios across the economic landscape. So there's an awful lot of roles, and this is still something after 20 years that still surprises me, that we managed to have a small country, albeit one trying to run all full services of government, with ministerial activity so disaggregated across so many roles, with so many people having, in the extreme case, sort of four or five clearly demarcated portfolios.
And just coming back to Winston Peters, and he's obviously got Foreign Affairs. Do you think this is, what do you think about this appointment?
There are pluses and minuses to it. The pluses was he seems to be able to have develop a decent relationship with some key people overseas, as he did in his previous incarnation. And the best example of that was Secretary of State Rice in the U.S. The crucial thing to watch, though, is the extent to which he's a team player on this and is truly representing New Zealand, and therefore he's sitting around the cabinet table with a strong sense of collegial responsibility, the Foreign Affairs role, or whether he will try to freelance some stuff and take them off in a direction of his own. And of course, he does have a serious black mark against him from his last time around, with the whole slightly murky situation with Owen Glenn, the businessman who had made a substantial donation to University of Auckland Business School. In fact, the new business school building was named after Owen Glenn. What the arrangement was, or what the understanding was, between Winston Peters and whether or not Glenn would become the honorary consul in Monaco, it is still slightly unclear. So he just, you know, so those are the sort of pluses and minuses with Winston Peters in this role.
And sort of the representation of Parliament seems quite of cabinet seems quite male dominated. I mean, do you think this will change down the line?
The Prime Minister can only work with the talent he or she's got. And now there is a female prime minister, one could expect there will be a better balance in Labour over time on that. Clearly, there's already a good balance in the Greens on that. They take that very seriously. So I would imagine this would shift over time. And of course, not just a gender balance, but also an ethnic balance as well. This is still a pretty pucky hard bunch of politicians running the government.
And just moving on to the Green Party. So Marama Davidson and Jan Logie don't have portfolios. Is this quite surprising?
No, I don't think so, because they are, clearly there is a pecking order here, even though the size of popular vote was not too far apart between New Zealand First and Greens. It was big enough to put New Zealand First substantially ahead. And so that's why the key, well, both relationships Labour has, first of all, New Zealand First and Greens are important, but obviously the hardest one to negotiate and the one where there was the most horse trading and the most detailed agreement, a very, very detailed agreement, was with New Zealand First. So because of that, it's not surprising, I guess, that there's a fair few New Zealand First people with portfolios and only a handful of Greens. But of course, this is also the Greens' first time with ministerial portfolios, and so this is new to them. That's not much of an excuse in the sense that there's a lot of New Zealand First, well, there's some New Zealand First life people like Fletcher Tabatow, who would be very new to this too. But at least they have a leader in the form of Winston Peters, who's very familiar and experienced with how cabinet works and how ministers need to execute their job.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.